HiBridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents This Is How I Save My Life. From California to India, a true story of finding everything when you are willing to try anything. By Amy B. Scher. Read by Amy B. Scher. For Mom and Dad, every good bone in my body and bout of inappropriate laughter is because of you. I love you more, the most. The end. None of us is okay, and all of us are fine. Pema Chodron. Author's note. This book is the story of my life based on my own life experiences and memories of them. The dialogue throughout has been recreated from my best recollection of actual conversations. Certain events have been compressed and certain names and characteristics have been changed. 1. Guts, December 2007. Welcome to Delhi, India. If you don't pay attention, you might lose a limb. A sign with these words is not posted anywhere upon our arrival, but it should be. I could have also used a sign that offered good luck, or equally appropriate, one that read, "Have you lost your actual mind?" In fact, the signs I need at my first point of entry into the country are endless. I am 28 years old when I arrive in magnificent India. I am here with my parents, an updated vaccine record, and a visa, searching for something I cannot find at home, a cure. In a tiny hospital on the outskirts of Delhi, a female Indian doctor is offering experimental embryonic stem cell therapy to patients from all over the world. That is what I have come for. For the past 7 years, my body has been falling apart, sometimes via a slow decline and sometimes like an avalanche. It has been my full-time job to try, mostly unsuccessfully, to put it back together. My medical diagnoses seem too many to fit in my petite 5-foot frame. Inflammation of the heart, autoimmune thyroid disease, brain lesions, chronic fatigue syndrome, encephalopathy, arthritis, chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy, fibromyalgia, hypotension, adrenal fatigue, connective tissue disease, leukopenia and neutropenia, endometriosis, and finally, the reason for them all, late-stage Lyme disease. But the formal names assigned to my suffering do not begin to convey the actual experience of it. Over the years, there have been hundreds of symptoms, some visiting for only days at a time and others making a permanent home in my body. Each of the symptoms has had a part in destroying not only my physical self, but the rest of me as well. Fierce, full-fledged body aches, making it difficult to move and unbearable to stay still. Exposed nerves in my limbs, firing with pain, and no rhythmic pattern to warn when the worst would come. Extreme upper body weakness that kept me from lifting my arms above my shoulders. Bottomless fatigue, so heavy, it was too much effort to move my lips and speak. Dangerously low blood counts, forcing my immunologist's insistence that I not leave the house. Unexplained night sweats that drenched my bedding. Cognitive impairment causing me to jumble my words. Joints so painful and swollen that lowering myself to the toilet or rolling over in bed put too much pressure on my hips and was impossible to do alone. Light and sound sensitivity that made me afraid of the world. Unrelenting headaches that drill through every space in my skull. Bouts of labored breathing that had me gasping for air to take just 10 steps. Patches of skin so sensitive that it felt as if I were being dragged across asphalt naked. And debilitating, painful menstrual cycles, triggering dangerously heavy bleeding. No organ or system